Belinda presents this unabridged recording of Ironbark, written by Joanna Nichols and read by Dino Marnica. To Brian, Nicholas, Nikki, Edie and Donna. In memory of my parents, Fred and Dorothy Parsons, and my friend, Anne Goldie Cousland. Australian history is almost always picturesque. Australian history does not read like history. It is full of surprises and adventure, incongruities and incredibilities. But they are all true. They all happened. Mark Twain. Part 1. The Search. January 1837 to May 1838. Attempt the end and never stand to doubt. Nothing so hard but search will find it out. Robert Herrick. Chapter 1. Jacob Anderson's eyes narrowed against the glare of the sun as he rode along the deserted road on the final leg of the journey home. The landscape around him was virtually all sky, a blue so dominant it drained what little colour the drought had left in the parched grassland. Home. Jenny. Hungry for the sight of her, Jake's heart beat faster as haunting images played before his eyes. Jenny dancing towards him, the way she stood like a child on the footstool to tie his neckerchief. The glow of firelight rippling over her back as she bathed in the tub by the fire. Her teasing smile when she blew out their bedside candle. Her exquisite body, like a naked goddess in the darkness. The memory of her was so alive, Jake could smell her French perfume, a luxury that to Jenny was more important than daily bread. He counted off the months, weeks and days since his departure on the cattle drove south. Jenny never expected letters from him, aware that he shied off writing, embarrassed by his limited schooling. But Jenny knew he belonged to her body and soul. For Jake, the longer the drove, the more vivid his memories were. What a comfort it would be to carry a miniature portrait in his pocket. He promised himself that one day, when his boat came in, he'd pay an artist to paint her. Jake felt a rush of pleasure as he relived the hour of his departure. Dawn. He had lingered at their bedroom door, his throat tight at the sight of Jenny, her arms above her head, the curve of her breasts pressing against the lacy film of her nightgown. Her golden hair was strewn across the pillow, like a mermaid floating underwater. Through the veil of her hair, Jenny had playfully uttered the words of their ritual farewell. "Will you love me forever and ever, Jakey?" His answer was always serious. Now, as he rode, he repeated it under his breath. "I'll love you even longer, Jenny."